Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today we have with us Cheryl Myers. She's the Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education for Europharma. I think I promoted her to the International Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education because the company sells internationally. But I don't know if that's your official job title or not. How are you doing today, Cheryl?
I am doing great, and thank you for the promotion, Mike.
Yeah. Tell us quickly, we've talked a lot. You've been on the show a lot, and I've actually had a lot of my listeners tell me that they really enjoy you. But tell us a little bit about Europharma, quality, and so forth. Just quickly tell us about your company.
Well, great. Europharma is a company that was founded by Terry Limerand, a legend in the dietary supplement and natural medicine world. He is just an incredible fellow, and he's worked in this arena for many, many years and had many important firsts in the United States. He was the first to launch glucosamine sulfate in the United States. He was the first to introduce the concept of botanical standardization. He was the first to launch standardized ginkgo and salt palmetto. So many, many important firsts. And when he launched this company, his original goal was to help products in Europe that are validated by science to have true medicinal benefits find a home in the United States. But that quickly morphed into producing the products ourselves, although we still work with companies all around the world to find some of our best ideas and our most powerful medicines. So Europharma is the company. We have a couple of brands. So we have the Terry Naturally brand that's sold in health food retail. We have a new brand we just launched called Terry Naturally Animal Health. So we also do produce some natural medicines for pets as well. So that is, in a quick nutshell, a little bit about the company. One of the things that I value most about working with Terry Limerand is the incredible amount of resources he puts into quality.
Oh, yes.
So when we source a raw material, it's not just going down a grocery list and buying whatever's cheapest. We look at what are the marker compounds? Has it been used in any published research? What is the delivery system? What are the challenges for optimal utilization of the body, etc.? So there's a lot of factors that are explored in order to make sure that if we launch a product, it's going to be the best of the best. And our QA team is also amazing. We test products a minimum of 3 times with independent laboratory testing before it ever reaches a shelf.
Wow.
We test the raw material. Mm-hmm. We test the product after it's manufactured. We also test it again before it is bottled. And then from every sample, from every single lot of every product that's manufactured, we retain bottles so that if 2 years from now someone says, I took your Curamin Extra Strength and my hair turned purple, by golly, we can go back to the exact lot and compare it with that product to look for variances. We test for heavy metals. We test for insecticide and pesticide residues and other toxins.
Yeah.
We test for pathogens. Those are called plague counts, bacteria,
yeast,
and mold. So we pay a lot of attention to quality. But, you know, one of the things that Terry is fond of saying and I'm fond of repeating is that we don't just make these products to sell. We make these products for ourselves. We make them for our families. That's one of the reasons we pay so much attention to quality.
Well, you know, that is so important. And that's why I deal with your company, because that is very important to me. And again, you know, our focus at Merry Man is on health. It's not making money or anything like that. That happens when you really help people and concentrate on getting the best quality products at the lowest price that work. And that's kind of our mantra. You know, that's what we do. And again, today we have such a phenomenal product here. I'm proud to bring it. This is a new product, or fairly new. When did this come out? I know we've had it for a little while.
Oh, gosh.
Just a few months?
Yeah. 2 or 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, it's a new product. I don't think everybody, I even haven't had a chance to try it yet because I'm finishing up on some other ones. This will be my next product that I'm going to try because, again, you know, I have my bum knee and it's coming along really well, but I see in this formula it's got some of the things that I'm taking, and one of them is kind of slimy and nasty. That's the hyaluronic acid complex, and this is a pill form. So let me talk a little bit about this. Again, I'm real interested in this because on the label it says preserve cartilage for strong, flexible joints, and I think a lot of people that have what we call the osteoarthritis, which is I always call the bone on bone, you get that degradation, and you really need to have something in there to build up those tissues and get the fluid in there, get that cushioning, you know, in the bursa and the synovial fluid, and get that cartilage to grow back. And then we know that the curcumin, the curamin products, you know, are known to help regenerate the cartilage. There's a lot of things that do, but This is an advanced joint support. According to the label and from what I'm reading, it delivers five different powerful nutrients that support that cartilage and support the collagen, which I don't think people realize is protein-based. And then it serves as the shock absorbers of your knees, your ankles, your lower back, your hips, and that gives you that strong, flexible joint. So your joints, you know, and again, I think you were talking a little bit about getting up in the morning and feeling stiff. I would think this product would be wonderful for that. I noticed it has glucosamine chondroitin in it, and I know Terry was, like you said, one of the first people to bring the, what was it, the
glucosamine.
Glucosamine.
It was the
right.
First to introduce glucosamine to the United States market.
So
I often tease him and say, I wish we could have patented it somehow, because I would drive a very fancy car right now. Because glucosamine is now a $900 million retail product.
Well, it works. It works.
Does.
And you know what, I bet? You know what? I can
what?
Guarantee that you probably have the best source glucosamine in your product, because Terry is like the guy that knows more about it than I think anybody here in the States and probably around the world. I mean, I know he's done a massive amount of research, and of course, bringing it in, he probably knows who makes the best. And that's why I love your company, because I know Terry knows the manufacturers. I know him. He's a manufacturer too, but he knows the growers and the people that source and make the raw materials, which I think is absolutely phenomenal. So the product is called Be Mobile. It's a type 2 collagen, glucosamine chondroitin, hyaluronic acid, boswellia, and then there's something else, because there's five things in here. What am I leaving out?
The native type 2 collagen,
which is a little bit different. Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the differences between regular type 2 and native type 2.
Well, let's do that right now. Let's talk about that, because I was reading about type 2 collagen, and again, it does a lot more than just put collagen down. It kind of changes the way you lay collagen down. If you get the right form of it, it will actually kind of work with your inflammatory response, your immune system, the autoimmune, how you break your cartilage down and build it up, and that whole regeneration process. And I know you probably know more than I do about it. So Cheryl, let's educate me and the listening audience here. I'm very excited about this, because I've been doing a little research and I'm learning more and more about it.
Well, our body is put together with sticks and rubber bands.
Okay.
And,
all right.
You know, and
mine is. I know,
yes,
mine is.
So, you know, our bones are the sticks. So the bones are pretty immobile. They're stiff and hard, and they're supposed to be. That's what gives us leverage. So whenever you're looking at supporting a joint, yes, you have to pay some attention to the bone parts of the joint.
Okay.
But when it comes to joints, joints are unique because they're made to bend. Right in the middle of your thigh, it's not made to bend. Right in the middle of your forearm, it's not made to bend. There's no joint there. That's where your body needs to be stiff and strong. But at the joints, we have to have a certain amount of flexibility, and that's where the rubber bands come in. So the rubber bands attach the bones one to each other to allow the bones to have movement. So you have two bones that meet at a joint. Those are called articular joints, and so they meet at a joint and they have to bend and they have to glide back and forth. And over the course of the 100 or years or so that we may live, they have to do so an awful lot of time. So you need to make sure that the rubber bands that are holding onto the joints remain flexible so that you get good range of motion. You also have to look at the protective compounds inside the joints, because we don't want bone on bone. That's pretty unpleasant. So you have to have some cushioning in there, and that's made of some of the rubber band material as well. So there's also some lubrication involved. So, you know, you have to, if you want your knees to work right, you have to have strong architecture with your bone. You have to have strong and flexible rubber bands, and you got to grease it up a little bit, too, to get a little bit more fluid that helps with lubrication.
Okay.
So there's a lot of, forgive the pun, moving parts when it comes to how our joints work and what's needed to keep them healthy. There's not one single thing that helps them to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because our hips and our knees and our ankles and our feet support so much of our weight, and our back to some, you know, the spine is a series of joints as well. So our spine, it supports a lot of weight. We start to see not just some pain and inflammation and stiffness, but we start to see some degeneration as well. You don't see it as much in the shoulders and the elbows and such, because they aren't carrying as much weight.
Okay.
But you put together a lot of the other factors, and that's why we see the number one joint replacement in the body is the knee replacement, is because the knees start to go.
That's
absolutely, we have to deal with pain and inflammation. And as you mentioned before, Curamin Extra Strength, absolutely perfect for pain and inflammation, because our body is constantly trying to repair itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the beauties of Mother Nature. You know, we need to get out of Mother Nature's way. Our body's constantly trying to repair itself. When you reduce inflammation, it makes it easier for the body to repair itself. So, but that's only one side of the equation. If you have some degeneration taking place, if you have a lot of stiffness, if you've lost some of the cushioning between the joints, if you have some fraying away of those rubber bands that are holding those joints together, you need to have other types of compounds that are more targeted for rebuilding. So now you got the inflammation out of the way. What do you have to do? You have to rebuild.
Rebuild. Right,
so the body uses some compounds called glycosaminoglycans, GAGs. Isn't that a pleasant name?
Yeah, I've heard of those. That's a way to remember.
So
yeah,
it sure is. Mm-hmm. But yes, they're nicknamed GAGs. And so when you want to have collagen creation and repair in the body, you want to have a lot of GAGs or GAGs created. Now, here's something that I learned that I think everybody should be very, very worried about. When you use like an ibuprofen,
I know what you're going to say. Yes,
Advil, Aleve, Naproxen, that class of drugs. Everybody says, well, at least they relieve inflammation.
Yes, but
yes, they do. Yes, they do. But they also dramatically suppress the creation
and
of
block.
Glycosaminoglycans.
Right, I've heard, I've read that in the studies.
People who are using it long term for pain and think they're helping their joints by getting the inflammation out of the way have actually reduced the
degrading.
Creation. The creation of these self repair compounds.
So guess what? Then you got to buy more, and then you got to take more, and then you feel even worse.
So we need to, as I said, we need to help the body do what the body wants to do. The body wants to repair that joint. So what do? We have to either provide resources. So both chondroitin and glucosamine provide molecules that the body uses to repair the joint. So we're giving it a wonderful supply of raw materials. As a nice little side benefit, our skin also uses some of the compounds.
Yes, I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
There are some people that take it simply to help combat skin aging.
The wrinkles and sagging.
They're just the quality of the skin. And
right,
all that.
Smoothness.
But that's a nice side effect
Right? we can always use that as we mature.
I can now pick a spoon up off the floor, and I'm prettier. So that's a nice benefit
Oh, my gosh. I got that picture in my mind now, Cheryl.
It does have this B-Mobile has some of its anchoring compounds, the glucosamine and the chondroitin combination. And that combination that's in there, that glucosamine and chondroitin, also has another hyaluronic acid complex, which incorporates hyaluronic acid and something called hydrolyzed collagen.
Okay.
Hydrolyzed means it's been treated with enzymes, it's partially broken down. Sometimes they call it pre-digested, but that sounds a little icky, doesn't it? But you're trying to break the collagen down, because if you don't hydrolyze the collagen, it's not absorbed. So you've got these awesome building blocks in a clinically studied formula, the glucosamine, the chondroitin, the hyaluronic acid, and the collagen, the hydrolyzed collagen. Those have been used in a separate published clinical studies and incorporated into this new formula.
Then
we have native type 2 collagen. Native type 2 collagen is not hydrolyzed.
Okay.
So you would think, well, why are you using this stuff? It's not hydrolyzed. It's not broken down. It's not going to be absorbed. Well, it's kind of sophisticated, but it's brilliant. In your body, in your intestines, consider them like a school hallway.
Yes,
and at the beginning of the hallway, you have a hall monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And looking out for rowdy students.
Kind of like your immune guard there. Yeah.
Kind of.
Right.
And that area is called Peyer's patches. P-E-Y-E-R-S. So these Peyer's patches are a part of the immune system. They're attached to our lymphatic system, and it monitors. So let's say you eat a hamburger, and it has an inordinate amount of bacteria in it, and you don't realize that it has all this activity in it, and so you end up in a situation where you have a lot of bacteria floating around in your gut. Those Peyer's patches go, holy cow, there's a lot of bacteria coming along here. We better alert the immune system and call out
the
troops.
Get out of here!
The Peyer's patches really make a difference when it comes to detecting potential problematic compounds in the gut.
Be like food poisoning. Yeah, that would be a bad case.
Or other things.
Right.
So it keeps an eye out for toxins or poison.
Okay, right.
It keeps an eye out, and it alerts the immune system.
So that's when you probably get diarrhea then, if it's really intense?
Well, and you get fevers,
to
fight the infection. It revs up your immune system.
Okay.
Now, it turns out that when you have chronic inflammation in your joints, let's just focus on the knees because a lot of people have problems.
Okay.
So let's say you have chronic inflammation in your knees. Your body doesn't like that. Your immune system doesn't like that.
No.
So it tries to attack the inflammation. Unfortunately, the part that's inflamed gets degraded along with it. So as the body is trying to get rid of the inflammation, it starts to chip away at the collagen. It actually starts to be counterproductive. It's starting to attack the collagen of the body because it's inflamed.
You know what, Cheryl? Let me interrupt just a little bit here because I remember studying years ago about it was very important to get that inflammation under control. And, you know, do you want to bring in a garden hose or the fire department? But you've got to get the inflammation under the control before you bring in the contractor to rebuild everything. You don't want to be rebuilding your house while it's burning. So, yeah, I kind of see what you're saying. I think it's very important to control that inflammation and then at the same time be able to start this rebuilding. So go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, but it's just like I totally agree with what you're saying. And I this is science that's been out there for a long time. I mean, I was learned this like 15 years ago, and it seems like your company's got something that's absolutely phenomenal. It's like we're finally getting, you know, 15 years, 20 years later, we're finally getting caught up with the science, you know?
Well, you know, these pyre patches,
yeah,
when you expose them every single day to this native type 2 collagen, native meaning unprocessed, natural, just like what's in your body,
right,
sends a calming signal. Instead of having an immune system that's on high alert for inflamed collagen, it starts to say, hey, wait a minute, let's leave this collagen alone.
So it's putting that fire out. Yeah.
Yeah. So indirectly, it's putting the fire out.
Okay.
So that's why we use the native type 2 collagen. I sometimes say it's a little bit like, imagine if you have a spider phobia and you're terrified of spiders and you go to the psychologist and say, I need to have a plan to help get over this fear of spiders because I won't even set foot out in my garden anymore.
Right.
So maybe they start with, they do a process called desensitization.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they start with a teeny tiny little spider 10 feet away, barely can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, every day increase just a little bit amount of exposure until it doesn't trigger that phobia anymore so that you become desensitized to the trigger. Well, that's a little bit, I mean, maybe that's overly simplified, but it's a little bit how collagen, native type 2 collagen works in the body, is it helps teach the immune system to not attack the body's own collagen, and it helps with that desensitization process. So the immune system isn't on high alert all the time and looking for inflamed collagen to go after. And this was used in a published, I know it sounds a little
indirect. Yes, okay,
published human trial and found over the course of 3 months, compared to over-the-counter drugs, over the course of 3 months to dramatically reduce pain and to improve the creation of glycosaminoglycans, which are the compounds that rebuild the tissue. So not only does it alleviate the pain, it also stimulates joint repair. So that's why we have all of these different kinds and forms of things in B-Mobile is we've got some compounds that help that are downright building blocks.
Let's go into detail on that. But before we do, I wanted to point out, you know, that study that you're quoting, I was reading about that. Again, it's very important to get the right type of collagen, and I'm seeing, and they talk about, you know, type 2 chicken collagen, and I think yours is poultry sourced. And it's very important, you know, to make sure that it's good processing, there's no hormones and all of that. But that study really kind of basically proved this science that we know and this whole mechanism and how to push that. I do know anecdotally and historically, I had a doctor friend out of Africa, and he said, you know, the children used to eat, because they didn't have a lot of food, when they did get the chickens, the chicken bones, they'd eat all the cartilage. We don't do that here in the U.S., but they'd eat all the anything that was edible that they couldn't bite into, they'd eat the cartilage off, and they had an extremely low incidence of arthritic problems because they were getting that type 2 chicken collagen and eating it and digesting it. It's probably not as potent or as what we call bioavailable or as easy to digest and get into the cell as what you have. But I know that there's branded ingredients with this type 2 and the native type 2 chicken collagens. There are certain ones that work really well and certain ones that don't work as well. So it's important to be with a company like yours that knows what it's doing and be able to do that. Now, so you've got this phenomenal type 2 chicken collagen, the native type 2 collagen. And then you've got this phenomenal glucosamine chondroitin, which you've mentioned a little bit about and how that works in there. Is there anything else you want to tell us about those two ingredients and that combination?
Well, as I said, that combination of the glucosamine chondroitin hyaluronic acid complex, which also has some hydrolyzed collagen, that blend has itself been clinically studied and shown to be highly effective both at reducing inflammation and stimulating joint repair. And then last but not least, we do have our unique boswellia that's about 10
yes.
to 15 times more powerful than garden variety boswellia.
Right.
This is called our BosPure.
BosPure.
Yeah, BosPure.
Yeah.
Which has more of what you want, which is the ACPA, and less of what you don't want, which are the pro-inflammatory BBAs.
Right.
So you couple this with boswellia, which is particularly good at addressing a kind of inflammation called 5-lipoxygenase or 5-LOX inflammation.
The 5-LOX, right. And that's like the only one that will address that inflammatory mechanism channel.
Certain kinds of joint pain has high levels of 5-LOX activity, including gouty arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, arthritis associated with psoriasis, and to some extent, osteoarthritis. So that's why we say, I love, you know, if you're looking at, if you have a little snap, crackle, and pop when you're going up the steps.
Oh, yeah, that
right
grit, the grit
right
in your joint. Yeah.
If your knees are a little bit sore on rainy days, if you're struggling with some post-exercise pain, Curum and Extra Strength is the answer for you. You just need to alleviate that inflammation. But if you need to get into repair mode, especially if you've got somebody saying you've got some degenerative changes to your spine or degenerative changes to your knees, you need to put these two together because that B-Mobile is the one that's going to provide what you need for rebuild.
Okay.
So it helps to restore joint functionality. Also, if you're somebody who maybe you don't have a lot of pain, you don't need the Curum and pain formulas, but you got a lot of stiffness.
Yes.
You know,
you
got to get up and,
you got
the pain, you got the stiffness.
Right.
Fantastic stiffness formula. I have to make a joke here. I always jokingly say be mobile because it wants you to be mobile and no bees are in the product. So.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm just thinking.
I have to warn you that the joke is coming
no
because
bees.
It's not that good of a joke. So I have to,
well, you
I have
know,
to give you a warning in advance.
I'm thinking about, you know, being stiff in the morning and homeopathy, we call that like the rusty gate. You know, you get an old gate and the more you open and close it, the better it will open and close. It's the rusty gate syndrome, and there's a lot of different things that you can use for that. Roostox, and there's all kinds of homeopathic remedies. There's some that are specific for that. But I'm looking at this. I don't think people totally, you know, when you talk about boswellia, that's basically frankincense out of the Bible, correct?
It's very close, yes. Frankincense is used for usually the essential oils.
Uh-huh.
So when you look at, there's more than 20 different trees in the boswellia family.
Yes.
Frankincense can come from the resin of any of those trees.
Okay.
But when you're looking for the more Ayurvedic preparation.
You pick the best, probably.
You use
boswellia
serrata, which is what we use in an oral preparation. So this is not the essential oil. But you are absolutely right. You know, boswellia is frankincense, but not all frankincenses are clinically studied boswellia.
Gotcha. And that's why it was so highly prized by the ancients and is prized today. And we see it in a lot of joint and anti-inflammatory remedies. And as you said, that special, you know, species of frankincense, the boswellia serrata, is the one that, and you got it standardized. Hey, real quickly, I know what you'll know. ACPA, A-K-B-A?
A-K-B-A.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Acetyl keto 11 beta boswellic acid.
Wow. Okay.
That's the most powerful of the boswellic acids.
You're so smart.
I've said it a couple of times.
I love getting you on here. You can say all these big words, and I love that.
Wow.
So.
Well, you know,
and it's standardized to that, and less than 5% of the beta boswellic acids.
Yes. So,
and,
you know, boswellia has a whole family of compounds called boswellic acids.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are good. One of them is spectacular.
Okay.
ACPA is the most powerful of the boswellic acids.
So you want a lot of that.
Unstandardized boswellia can have as little as 1% ACPA.
Oh, my.
Ours has a minimum of 10%. So just based on that standardization, it's 10 or more times powerful than just garden variety. But then the other dirty little secret in boswellia is it has a compound that causes inflammation.
Yes.
Cause BBAs, beta boswellic acids.
Yeah.
I jokingly say BB for bad boys.
Okay.
So in unstandardized Boswellia, about 20% of the family are BBAs.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is purified, hence the name Bos Pure, to down to about 1% or 2%.
Wow.
So you end up with a very enhanced anti-inflammatory activity ingredient when you have those kinds of correct standardizations. More of what you want.
Yes.
And less of what you don't want equals a great deal of medicinal activity.
And there's a lot of studies on this. And again, it's the Bos 10 and the Bos Pure standardization.
Right.
So you got both of those, you know, a trademark and a federally registered trademark validation, clinically studied. And it is in a lot of your other products. You use this branded product in a lot, you know, in the Curamin line, and I've seen it in a lot of your
right.
your products. So we're talking about the type 2 chicken collagen or the native type 2 collagen. We're talking about glucosamine chondroitin. We've talked about the Boswellia. Now, there's also the hyaluronic acid complex. And
right.
I know that is kind of nasty gel. Blech. I'm taking some right now. I can't wait to take it in this pill form with this complex. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that complex, the hyaluronic acid complex, is hyaluronic acid, some polysaccharides, and hydrolyzed collagen.
Mm-hmm.
So hyaluronic acid is one of the most important compounds for utilization and the flexibility of the joints, because not only does it provide lubrication, but it's also one of the compounds that helps with the cushioning inside the joint. So using this in combination with other building blocks can provide especially good benefits for people that are struggling with stiffness. It's just a,
wow.
it's
wow.
really a multifaceted formula.
I can see
I really love it. I really love it, Mike, that you appreciate all the science and all the information about all the ingredients, because I know there's certain folks out there that they don't care that much. It's just like, if it works, hand it to me. I don't care how it works.
Oh, yeah.
Just give me that B-Mobile and I'll have done with it. But,
well, that's what we do. Yeah.
It is. It's like there's a lot of validation for why these ingredients were selected and why these forms of these ingredients were selected to give people the experience that they desire.
Absolutely.
And I think one of the worst things that can happen with a dietary supplement, the worst thing is if somebody gets hurt. But that does, thank goodness, doesn't happen very frequently.
No.
But the second worst thing that can happen is if it doesn't work or if they don't get any results. And then people, maybe they're new, and this is the first thing they've tried in the natural world. And they go, oh, well, my wife was right, my husband was right, this stuff doesn't work, it's all a bunch of voodoo.
Yeah.
And they walk away, and that's so bad for them, because if they had been connected to a product that actually made a difference, it might have been their first step toward changing some other things in their life.
That's what we try to do out at Mary Man. Now, the dosing here is 3 capsules daily, or you can divide it, taking 1 capsule 3 times a day. So
I
think that's awesome. Hey, Cheryl, guess what?
We're out of time.
You're so good. Now you know how the show goes. Cheryl, thank you so much. One real quick point. Everybody's a little bit different. I try a lot of the products, almost all the products that we sell in the store, and what works for me may not work for somebody else, but there's that's one good way to test it. If it works for you, then you know that's the product. So, and of course, you're going to be pretty much guaranteed that the product's going to really work well when it comes from an awesome company like yours. Cheryl, thank you. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it. It's always nice to talk to you, Mike.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earn.